It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. And we've talked previously to Noel Cormack, who is the director of Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. And we have a huge exhibit coming in that is in conjunction with the Smithsonian. And it's going to be up on the campus of USU Eastern at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. But the Prehistoric Museum is going to be a part of that. And there are so many activities that are going to be stretched out over 6 weeks while that display is here. So we thought we would have Dr. Riley come in and talk about the museum's contribution to it and then get into the list of things. I mean, we've got movies. We've got other activities for kids, for the whole family. Great things that are going to be happening once this exhibit opens on January 20th. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
So let's jump in first and talk about just a little background of the exhibit itself. It's from the Smithsonian.
That's correct. It's part of what the Smithsonian calls their Museums on Main Street program. And these are actually traveling exhibits that are built by the Smithsonian. And then different states opt into different programs in different years. This specific one is called Crossroads, Changes in Rural America. And so the main Smithsonian exhibit, which is a compilation of about 8 standalone pieces, explores changes across rural America and how rural Americans have driven change across our entire culture and society in general. And so that's going to be a really fun exhibit. It explores basically the 20th century and the changes that we saw in American populations, where we went from a primarily rural agrarian society in the 19-aughts, right? Pre-World War I, the Great War, all the way today, where most people live in urban areas or suburban areas attached to them, and very few of us are living in agrarian communities. What happens to those agrarian communities over time as people move from the Mississippi Delta to Detroit or to Memphis, right, for jobs? What happens to those communities in the Intermountain West as less and less families in those communities are involved in ranching and other agricultural activities? And of course, here in Carbon County, we are a little bit unique for Utah. We're somewhat agricultural, but we're also an industrial county and have been since the very beginnings of it as a county, right? With our right in our name, we're Carbon County. We're associated with the coal industry and the transportation industry, traditionally railways, but of course we also have our highways and our internet highways today as well. And so those are all things that have changed here in Eastern Utah. And so we've got this main exhibit, the Smithsonian Museums on Main Street Crossroads exhibit. And then the Prehistoric Museum has actually helped build an exhibit called Power. It's about the coal industry in the early 20th century here in Eastern Utah. And so we'll be exploring that in that same space in the former bookstore, the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. We're going to have our Power exhibit up alongside of there, and that will be a more locally focused exhibit on some of the changes in rural America here in Carbon County. And then alongside that, in that same space, we're having an art exhibition by Terry Willis that Noel Carmack's involved with.
So we've got all that going on, but then once, like we said, it opens on the 20th of January, and then there is a whole list of activities that are tied into this for the whole run of the exhibit itself, aren't there?
That is correct. We have about 14 total activities going on during the 6 weeks it's here. It's going to be here opening January 20th. We're actually excited to get the crates shipped in, I think, on Tuesday next week, and then it'll be here till March 3rd. And across that six-week period, we have a number of events. They're all open to the public, and they're all free. Some of them are going to be geared more towards kids, and some of them are for the whole family, or maybe, depending on your kids' interests, might just be for your older kids or adults. And I'll briefly go through all of those. As you said, we're having our exhibition grand opening and reception is on January 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Student Center. And then on January 25th, we're actually having a event with a Navajo writer, Stacy Denitosi, called The Missing Morning Star and Other Stories. She's a storyteller who graduated from USU and has a book out. And she's going to be in the alumni room at the Student Center on January 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. And right after that, that's a Thursday, that Friday and Saturday, we're working with the USU Eastern Library at the Student Center and UPR, Utah Public Radio. We're going to be doing a Rural Utah Crossroads Story Reading Project. This is hoping to collect a number of oral stories and histories. These are these are some of the projects we've seen in the past. There was a project in the 70s and the 90s that were oral histories of the coal miners at the time. And this is a project to try and update that and add to that. And the long-term outcome of that will also be a UPR story on Utah Public Radio. And that's on January 26th to 27th from 10 to 5 p.m. at the Student Center in the boardroom, one of the smaller rooms there. So that's the first 2 weeks. The next week, we're actually stepping out of the Student Center. We're going to join with our friends over at Juniper Pizza on January 31st from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And we're going to be doing a trivia night. And that trivia night is going to focus on local history. And so you can come out and order some pizza and then engage in trivia for focused on the history of Castle Country specifically. So not maybe just Carbon County, but the history of our region. And you can have a team of up to six people. So please come on out and join us in Juniper Pizza on January 31st from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And then on February 2nd, we're having a community conversation with Representative John Curtis. He's agreed to come down at noon on February 2nd at the Multipurpose Room in the Student Center. And basically, it's going to be talking about not just changes in the past, but what are the changes in the future? What do our commissioners, newly signed affirmation of our interest in nuclear power mean, and those types of things. It's for you guys to bring your questions and concerns about changes happening in our communities, as well as hopefully some solutions and some positive components of that as well, and talk with them with our Representative Curtis. And so that'll be a really great opportunity for you to let our elected officials know what we need to support us here in rural eastern Utah. Then 3 days later, on February 5th, we're actually going to be joined by the Utah Museum of Fine Arts, and we're doing a family drop-in activity from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Student Center as well. And that's going to be a crafting opportunity with the Utah Museum of Fine Arts. They're going to have an activity for you to bring your kids and fun-loving adults to do, and it'll be really fun. They always have great activities with their education department. February 8th, a couple of days later, we have another reading with Karen Anderson, who's an author. She has an upcoming book called Things I Didn't Do that's set in Carbon and Emery counties. And her most recent book is What Falls Away. And there will be snacks and door prizes at these. There will be snacks and door prizes at many of these things. And that's on February 8th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Alumni Room at the Student Center, a reading with Karen Anderson. The next day, on February 9th, we're going to do a film screening. And we're going to do the film that ties in to the Castlegate payroll robbery and everything else, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. This classic, it's a little bit older than me, not much. This classic film, though, will be shown on February 9th at the Geary Event Center, so right next to the Student Center on the corner there, and it'll be 7 till 9 p.m. on February 9th in the Geary Event Center. On February 13th, we're having a talk about wild horses and burros, and this is in conjunction with the USU Extension here in Carbon County, and that's going to be February 13th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Alumni Room at the Student Center. So if you're interested in wild horses, either from a positive or negative perspective, you probably learn something there and get a chance to talk with wild horse expert Stephen Price, who's our local extension agent.
Dr. Riley, I know we've got a lot more activities that we want to talk about. Can you stick around and we'll cover it in the next segment?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot going on in these 6 weeks.
All right. We'll be right back talking with Dr. Timothy Riley of the USU Prehistoric Museum about the big exhibition that's coming up starting January 20th. We'll be right back.